Hello and welcome to the surprise episode. This is dropping on Tuesday, Dia de las Madres. Shout out to all of our brown bag baddies and brown bag mommies.
Right.
And our newly founded brown bag daddies.
I'm not calling them
that. They like it.
Why?
They like it. They want to feel included.
I call him Papa.
By the way, we can't call Prius Papi anymore.
Why?
Because Angie doesn't like that we call a man Papi.
What?
She told me that.
Wait,
I called her earlier this week.
It's weird.
I literally was like, hey, Angie, what are you doing? Are you going to go with Prius Papi? Stop calling him that. And I'm like, oh, you don't want us to call him that anymore? That. Yeah, but you guys got to think about it. You're calling him Papi. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but we also call her Chicken Nugget.
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys call
but,
your...
But then I'm like, what's it? Okay, so we have to call him Marcus now because it's for real with him.
Oh, it's for real?
Or we don't
for
have
real?
To call him anything. We don't even have to acknowledge him anymore.
Oh, okay, okay.
Valió verga.
We like Prius Papi. My and mommy Prius Papi, like, it has a good ring to it.
It sounds weird to me.
So we can't call you mommy because you're not our mother.
Yeah, you didn't complain about that one.
Come
yeah.
on, it was, yeah, it's double standards.
I thought it was just a shot at me, but it's fine. Anyway... Welcome to the surprise podcast. We're trying to figure out what we're going to call it. It might be podcastito. It might be the potty. It's basically a mini pod that you're going to get hopefully every Tuesday and regular pod every Friday. Why this happened is because of this past weekend. Huge. Too huge for us to wait on, like, to drop on Friday.
Yeah. So much is going to go
so
on.
So much going went on. Down. So we are going to talk about it all. And the first thing we're going to start off with is Bad Bunny's new album, Un Verano Sin Ti.
Un Verano Sin Ti.
Yo.
Bad Bunny, Baba.
Shout out to Ugly Primo, by the way, for the album artwork.
Ugly Primo, legend.
So
legend.
Fucking dope so to see the homie, like, his art everywhere across the world. Number one album in the country.
This one went back to back. Bad Bunny, and then did a bunch of artwork for Spotify. Like,
Oh, yeah, for the Mother's Day.
I'm like, you do a lot with. You're
going
not tired?
Crazy.
And he did two festivals.
Wow. So why don't we just make him Brown Pride right now?
Brown Pride. Ugly Primo. We should have just had him. He's literally up the street.
Facts.
I've been thinking about inviting him up here.
We definitely should. And he's been up here, but actually, like, talking
like,
to him.
I asked him, because I know he was, like, very, like, a private person.
Right.
And I think that was for a while. And I talked to him, and I was like, hey, would you ever want to, like, come on the podcast and, like, talk about the shit you did? He's like, yeah, I'm down. I think I'm down now. He's like, I don't want to be, like, no, like, not in the
just, like,
spotlight anymore.
Type of guy. Yeah,
that's kind
of
like,
he's
I
like
think
Batman.
It's like over like for him. For he's like ready to just tell people, like, yeah, look, me, I'm
it's
great.
Me.
Yeah.
And then also with us, it's like family. It's not like he's going to a show and getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Really, like our cousin. And we would like you guys to consider him family too, because
facts.
Once you meet him and once you see, like, this is an Ugly Primo work, you're going to spot it everywhere else.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, with us, it's like once we see, like, oh, this is the same guy who is this puppet, you're going to be like, oh, he's this guy too. And he's this guy that they posted. Oh my God, he's with Bad Bunny. Like, all of that.
Creative
is
genius.
Fire.
Creative genius.
And he's a Mexican.
Yeah.
And he's a Mexican.
Shout out to Ugly Primo one more time.
Shout out my boy, Ugly
he's
Primo.
Not ugly, but we all do have Ugly Primos.
Yeah.
Some of us are the Ugly Primo.
Bad Bunny, though.
You get it? I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
it's a joke. But Bad Bunny album dropped straight fire.
Fire.
Super fire.
Super fire.
Do you have any favorite songs?
I have it right here.
You have it
it's,
down?
What is it? No Soy Celoso?
No Soy Celoso. I love that. I love that because it's my toxic king. And low-key, the vibe is really, like, smooth. And he's basically saying, no soy celoso, pero ¿quién es ese cabrón?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you with? I'm not jealous, though.
Yeah,
I love that about
me.
Him. That's literally me, too. I'm not
jealous,
but who
jealous?
The fuck pictures are you liking?
Yeah. No, I'm not that extreme,
but who
but I'm
are
like...
you taking a photo with at the meet and greet? Yeah, but I'm not jealous.
That was so bad.
No, but, like, I really like that song. I also like, one of my favorites is... Titi me preguntó.
Oh, so fire.
Oh, my
fire.
God. I cannot stop listening to that song.
That shit is so fire.
It's so good. I love it because it starts off, my bad, like bachata vibes, but then he gets into his hip-hop vibes, and then it hits, like, hard reggaeton. Like, and then he goes into, like, even his like, boy band.
Yeah.
For girls, before Bad Bunny was perfect until you made that song.
Yeah,
facts. Yeah,
I got bitches in every city.
Yeah.
Boy, he flexed on
he's
Spain.
Like, even a Mexican one.
San Antonio? He's like, I got one in San Antonio. I'm like, what the fuck?
Linda.
No, Dallas.
Dallas.
She don't know him. She don't
know
him.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, the Mexican one, he's saying, like, tengo una mexicana que ni supe. Or, like, it's like he didn't even know he had a Mexican girl, but he does.
Like,
that's
bro,
me. No, I'm just
that
kidding.
That was so player, fool. Like, he was just, that was the most player song when I was
hearing. I love that song. I keep going
and
back to that
to
song.
Me, that was, like, personifying the toxic summer when you break up with your girl. and you're just trying just anything to get over.
Being a hoe.
Basically.
Skunk vibes.
Yeah, and it was just funny to see him, like, be kind of just playful and, like, play on that, like, tengo una, and then it's like, my grandma's telling me, why don't I settle down? Like, why don't you get a nice lady? Like, shit, I have a nice lady every night, but they leave in the morning type shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Then, like, you can relate, huh?
No.
He's a celoso. He's a celoso boy. No, but even what I think is going to take off, and he's like, tomamos un selfie. Say cheese. And it's like, he's speaking English. Shout out to Bad Bunny. Yeah. But he then says in Spanish, I'm going to translate it. He says, if I've ever fucked you, smile. Like, say cheese. He's like, que sonríe cada cualquier que la metí. Like, if I ever put it in you, smile.
That's not freaky.
Yeah, like, he got super freaky. But shout out to Bad Bunny. And then all these bitches are going to smile. They're going to want to say cheese. You love it. You love it. Because now you're going to be using that. That's going to be a caption.
Bad Bunny boned me? But he, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with the whole shit. But he had a song about Pisces. Am I saying the name one right? Aguacero? Yeah, right?
Aguacero. Okay.
I'm saying it right, Angie? Yeah.
Does that mean Pisces?
Is that Pisces?
Aguacero, like a water sign, right? Aguacero, right, Angie?
I didn't know that.
I thought it was like a water poop.
It says some shit like. Waterproof?
No, water poop. Aguacero.
No, I don't know what that means. But he has a bar.
Shout out to myself, he said.
Oh,
it's not racist.
Shout out to Salvi, I think Bad Bunny lives in Salvador. I think he said he lived in Salvador. Or if he would like to live in Salvador.
Oh, wow.
Was it like to live in Salvador, Angie, or he lived in Salvador? I'm gonna check
that. Honestly, after Duno's making shit. After the what song is it? The Celoso song, I think I just always go back to the, like, either I finish my drive, or that's the thing with a lot of songs in an album. I still haven't gone through the whole album. How about you guys? You went through all of it?
I went through all of it, but it was very hard because I was, like, at the gym with the homies, taking out the AirPod, putting it back on. But then I listened to it while driving with the homies. Like, we're all bumping, everybody was like, oh, he got bars. Like,
he got bars.
Cause he went, oh, but look, there's a line. Que sabes que soy Pisces. Mm. Y enamorar es bien, bien fácil, pero olvidarme es difícil.
Oh, bars.
Oh, that's bars. You, baby
that's
boy.
That's your next Instagram
My
caption.
My ex texting me this shit. Swear to God, I'm going to show you guys right now. I'll send you a screenshot, too.
You can look up the lyrics.
You can put it in the thing right here.
Yeah, right here, like, boom.
Una selfie. Say cheese.
And I reply, like, are you trying to tell me you forgot it?
Like metí.
That's fire. Shout out Bad Bunny.
Yeah, shout out Bad Bunny. Yeah, the album is fire. What I love the most about Bad Bunny is that he's going to beat out Jack Harlow for the first album sales.
Jack Harlow thought.
You wish, bro. And to me, it's like Jack Harlow's been set up to really take over this year. The single he dropped, First Class, I know people feel it's mediocre, but it's doing really good. And I think sometimes that's what happens with a good sample on a song. Regardless of whatever the rap lyrics are, as long as the sample's bomb, it's pretty much going to take off, which is unfortunate because you want them to go hard. But I low-key think, like, Jack Harlow, you thought you were going to have the number one album in the country. And then here comes Bad Bunny, baby, and he's going to take it from you.
Yeah, and he beat Drake.
Yeah, the Spotify
shit. Shout out Spotify.
Yeah. The Jack Harlow thing is funny. I'll go back to Bad Bunny, but Jack Harlow is like went from very underrated to overrated like this.
Super
and everybody's heavy. Like, man, everybody turned on him. Yeah. And they're like, oh, why is he at the Kentucky Derby? Da, da, da. Like, people had so much criticism of him. And the last album that he dropped in 2020, everybody's like, wow, this was better than I thought.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, this shit is trash.
And people are liking the album. But just it's not. I think that's what differentiates when someone like a Bad Bunny drops. You could tell, like, oh shit, this is an artist versus kind of what we're putting up with. Like, this is artistry. Like, even like the Kendrick stuff, it's like, oh crap, like, this is why this album's dropping. It's like a art. This is someone that really cares about his craft versus the stuff that we're like eating regardless because we're gonna consume music. You know?
100%. And I'm just keeping all the way a bug, like. First Class is the only song I know from Jack Harlow.
What's popping. You'll know, like, if you hear him, you're going to know. Yeah. And like, what's popping song,
you know
it. But
I also feel like he strictly, it's just hip-hop. Like, there's no, like are you saying, there's no, like, when Bad Bunny dropped, he dropped, like, this dope storyline to it and all this shit. It's a masterpiece. I think, and I think you said that before on a pod before where you were like, bro, there's certain artists that when they drop, it goes straight into like a Picasso.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was like,
sounds like me.
And I'm like, bro, I've never thought about that until you obviously you when you kick it on fucking big headed ass hip hop people. Wow, look at they're like, head. No, no, do not, Bart, not right. So you know, you start paying attention to this shit. And honestly, I can't tell
I'm
you the name.
I'm proud of that. You're clowning, but I'm proud. But I can't tell you
the
you.
Name of Jack Carter's album. I can't. I really can't.
It's called "Come Home, the Kids Miss You."
That's it's just too long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but what I'm saying is, it's just like, what was the rollout to it?
Right.
Like, I wasn't, but Bad Bunny, obviously, Bad Bunny is Latino, we're Latino, so we take so much pride in him.
Right.
But I can't, I think he's too, like, it's too hip-hop pop, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. And what's crazy is, so Jack Harlow had an interview, and it was after the Met Gala, and he said that he met up with Bad Bunny at the Met Gala, and he's like, so Friday, huh? Because, like, trying to, like, tell Bad Bunny, like, why are you dropping the same day as me? And then Bad Bunny's like, I'm sorry. Like, but it's like, bro, chill. You're not Bad Bunny status. Yeah, you're Jack Carlo, and that's cool for you, but someone like Bad Bunny is going to humble you.
Yeah.
You know?
He's going to humble anybody, facts. Honestly.
I love that for Jack. I love that for Bad Bunny.
Bro, and for I think it's dope because he's like, I seen like big ass rap blogs and shit.
Yeah.
Like they posted a picture. I think it was, what's the dude that he's right next to LeBron? He's Mexican. His name like Rivera. I think he's Latino.
Right next to LeBron.
Like he's always with LeBron. He does a podcast with him. The Latino.
I don't know.
Okay, but it was
this
him.
This is your forte.
Eve Rivera?
Yeah, him. Okay, yeah. So it's him, LeBron, and Bad Bunny. Mm-hmm. And the big ass rap blogs, they only tag LeBron and him, and they didn't tag Bad Bunny.
Damn.
And in the comments, they're like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I seen on Twitter, a lot of people were like, why is Bad Bunny? How do you beat Drake? And I'm like,
what do
you
know
mean? What his fucking guy is?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's crazy to me.
And I had a quick theory about the Bad Bunny album. Because he put Caeta on it.
Yeah.
And another song that was already previously
that's
released.
That's on this album?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, it's on the last song. I haven't gotten to it.
And I've been like heavy on like side A. I haven't listened to side B yet too much, but I'm like thinking, I'm like, why would he put an old song on this new album?
It's already gold.
It does. But also, I think that this album was, he wanted to drop this specific album since before he dropped his other two albums because those dropped in quarantine.
Yeah.
Both of them, right? And I felt like his
this
album was.
This felt like an outside album.
This
or
felt
the song
like.
Was for the outside
it
album.
Felt like the album that he wanted to make that was more recent to that period in time.
Right.
And then Yo Hago Lo Que Me Da La Gana was like, oh, fuck, like, I'm going to just drop this album because we're in quarantine and I have all these songs.
Right.
And then the Ultimo Tour del Mundo was like more of a.
Which was a lie, by the way.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But at the same time, it was like.
Oh, my God, Bad Bunny's retiring. Yeah. Not you, just people.
Nah, yeah, exactly. But it was more like, I have this dope concept for an album. Let me drop it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, these songs must, not that they sound old, but the story that he told.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Must have been, to me,
from
something that he
time.
Wanted to drop like 2019, 2020.
Damn.
I think.
That's a fucking legend, way.
I have a question for the guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys like to break up before the summer? Like, is that a thing?
Definitely.
To be single for the summer? Like, hey, I want to be single for the summer. Like, I'm with you, but, like, I need my time.
I've definitely done that before.
I think that's overrated.
To be single for the summer?
Yeah. I feel like winter is more lit being single.
Winter.
You don't have to buy gifts.
No, that's cuddle season.
I mean, yeah, you could still cuddle, but, you know, if you don't have to buy nobody gifts.
It's okay, Vic. It's okay. It's okay, bud.
What?
It's your time to shine, brother. Wedding next year?
I honestly think I've always thought like this. Mm. Single in the winter, not the summer. The summer you want to do.
So you're
going
to be single in the winter?
No. No.
So it's forever?
Yeah.
Making it worse.
Okay, bro. Don't play me.
Yeah. No, but see, like, this summer, like, Bad Bunny finna be at all the clubs, you know what I mean?
I would wonder to be his girlfriend, like, check this out, babe. I'm dropping my new project. It's called Single for the Summer.
Now, but there's a video when
like,
he's filming
that. How are you going to be okay with that?
There's a video when he's filming that, with a song that you really like? The Tati?
Yeah, Titi.
Titi
me preguntó.
Yeah, so he's filming it in the Bronx. There's some girls twerking on him. And then the other retweets are like, damn, bro, Gabriela's so strong.
Oh yeah,
I could never. You didn't see that? Yeah, dude, I could never.
You could never date like a bad bunny.
No, I have a, I have an amazing bunny at home. He's a husbunny.
Husbunny.
Shout out to my faithful queens out there. You know how when J. Cole is like, my girl wouldn't pick up for Michael B. Jordan. It's like, she'd pick up for Bad Bunny, dog. The girls would pick up for Bad Bunny. And they would do each other's nails.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, if my buddy ever slid in one of my, like...
It's bye
I'm gonna just be like, hey, fool, you can have her.
Yeah. Bad. Say cheese.
Like, fuck, go drop her off.
Yeah.
And pick her up.
I'll deliver her to you, bro.
If Bad Bunny slides in Chicken Nuggets DMs, then I'm single for the winter for
You're single for the winter.
I'm no shy.
Oh, my God. She gets mad over the meeting group but leaves you for Bad Bunny.
Yeah. That's the way life is, though.
That sounds
honestly
like karma to me.
What?
Karma comes back 10 times.
I just took a picture.
She's literally a fan. Happened to be very hot.
All right, we're moving on.
She was like a MILF.
We're moving on.
With green eyes.
White this is up. Don't fall into this. This is a trap. This is a trap to get you mad.
Wait, did you guys see the Drake troll? What he did to that guy, he slid into his...
Oh, yeah, the girl's DMs. I low-key thought that was really corny.
Yeah.
I thought that was like cornball moves. Yeah.
It was because it was just like so predictable. I don't know. Yeah. It was just like, oh, I'm sliding your girl's DMs. Like,
because clearly she's like
exhausted
or whatever.
It was like...
It's like, all right.
It was like it would have been
anything,
a funny joke
you made
a few
them,
years ago.
All the things that trolls want is for you to give them attention, so you literally gave them exactly what they wanted. I think they were, like, even pushing to now do club hostings, this couple. And it's like, it's not like you think... Because supposedly it was for Drake to own them, like, ha, got you, and the guy to be like, fuck. But instead the guy's like, yes, Drake, DM my girl, everybody look. And it's like, all right.
Yeah, bro, I wonder if Pace was doing story promos.
Yeah.
I hate the internet so fucking much, bro.
Yeah.
I hate so
Canelo.
Oh, man.
Honestly, it didn't hurt as much.
I know, because you already predicted it. Are we going to say how you jinxed him?
Fool. I read the things. I saw how much fucking bigger this guy was. I'm like, Canelo, yes. And you tweeted about it. There's such thing as weight class. That's why weight class exists. Canelo, I get it. You was trying to do something. But I feel like nobody's really bashing him as much as they thought he was. I thought he was going to be like, done.
You know what? I've never seen more Canelo haters than, like, they were just ready.
Oh, they were so ready.
They were just so ready. They're and I'm just like, oh, okay, I see it. I see how it is. And it's like, all right. But at the same time, like, I feel for Canelo and the fact that this is a sport that he's so passionate about, that he wants to see how far he can take it, what his limits are. Mm-hmm. And now he saw his limit. But yeah. let's say when he lost to Mayweather, he became more of a beast after fighting Mayweather. And it's something, that type of experience he couldn't have had he not fought with Mayweather. You know, he wouldn't have gotten in to be able to be in the ring with this type of a person had it not been in that moment, because Mayweather retired a few soon after. So for him now he's learned, and now he's going to go back and he's going to fucking hopefully not be vegan anymore and come back. And he's, because he wants to fight again. So come September, he's going to come back.
He needs to. Yeah. It was so odd to watch.
It was so freaking
Canelo
odd.
Canelo not be able to do what he wants.
Yeah.
Him being like neutralized constantly. Anytime he tried to do anything, he didn't pick up any momentum the whole fight. It was like, not to say he wasn't trying.
Right.
Because he clearly was.
He was just frustrated.
Yeah. It was just like,
it was crazy.
Trying to do something and like you can't do it. Like, you know when you're in your when you're sleeping and you have a dream that you want to punch somebody, but like your arm doesn't work. Hitting. That's how he looked.
Damn, that's real shit. I was inside putting my youngest to sleep when the fight was starting, right? So like during the bandera and all of that, I was putting him to sleep. So it was probably like the first round when my youngest went down for his sleep time. So I was walking towards the kitchen and we had the screen outside, and I could see the screen from the kitchen, and I just turned to look at the screen and I see Canelo against the ropes, and I have never in my life seen Canelo up against the ropes like that. But even more, just his face was like, what? And I literally shook my head like, that's not real. Like, the guy probably looks like Canelo. That's not real. And then when I went outside, I was like, wow, this shit is really happening. This shit is really, it ended up being like, you know how when in the Dodger games, like when it's eighth, ninth inning and we're down bad.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurts. And we're like, fuck it, we're just going to go to the car. You know, car. And then there's always like that stupid visual that they put on screen of look at all the Dodger fans walking the off the stand. But literally it's like eighth or like the yeah. game's not over. The last round, that's what I did. I'm like, I just can't. Like, I'm afraid that this was going to get knocked out. I'm going to go inside. Like, just tell me what's going to happen. Like, tell me later.
That's crazy.
And it was like that same feeling of like going to Dodger, your car, in the parking lot at Dodger Stadium. Like, I can't. I can't.
It
I
was
can't watch
it was it. Bad. It was bad. I was so disappointed. And it just sucks when, all, like you said, all the Canelo haters pop up. You're like, where the fuck were you?
Shut the fuck up.
Where you been? Like, where were you when he was winning?
Yeah. And it's just the thing about being undefeated in boxing, it's great. It's amazing. It's great to have belts, and it's great to have all of that. But that era, honestly, I feel like, and you may correct me on this, but Mayweather really, really pushed the being undefeated, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, he got, like, even those, he cherry-picks his fighters in order to stay undefeated, or he runs around the ring in order to stay undefeated, right? But before, like, no, everyone knew, like, you're probably not going to be undefeated. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. It's going to be a fight. There's going to be trilogies. There's going to be, like, you win one, I win one. That was more the storyline of
so
boxing.
There was so much shame in losing.
Yeah, so then now it's kind of, like, so hard on taking an L. And I think we're getting back to, like, the... and. Maybe because there isn't people that think you need to be undefeated like that as far as boxers. They know they're going to take L's. Mayweather was once in a lifetime, you know?
Really, like, and then I think a lot of, and boxing is very political as well.
Yeah.
And that's why they're
But like Chavez lost.
Yes,
you know,
I'm
like,
saying,
and he's one of our greatest fighters. But it's not that he didn't, it's not about him losing, it's about, did he ever back down from a fight? Did he ever say no to a fight, you
and
know?
And he didn't, yeah, and he lost plenty of times, but there was, like you said, there wasn't so much shame in losing, and it was like, fuck, I took an L, but, you know, the second fight is going to be so lit.
Mm-hmm.
And Canelo has, like, what, two draws?
Yeah.
Or one?
Yeah, it was two.
Two draws. So, yeah, like, it's not that he's unbeatable, but he's looked very strong and like... you know, very beastly in every single fight that he's had up until this one.
The fact that we say an L equals, like, he's done is stupid. It's stupid as a fan to think that, and it's not a true boxing fan to think that. Like, he's over because he took an L. It's like, no, he's a boxer. Boxers take L's.
Do you feel like he did the proper homework, though? Like, all his
You know what research? I honestly, if I'm doing my little conspiracy theory, I think something happened to him personally. Because I think even when he came out, when he had his, like, entrance, because I saw it after, because, again, I was putting my son to sleep, I saw him already vibe out. Like, vibe. And you know what's crazy? You know who really told in his corner? It's not, I think it's the guy that had the towel. It wasn't the water guy, and it wasn't Reynoso. It was some guy that had, like, the towel, and his face was, like, worried the whole time. Anytime he went to the corner... everyone, like, Reynoso's trying to talk to him, like, hey, mijo, like, do it. But this guy was on the corner, and he's just looking at him, like, concerned. And I'm like, they all must know some shit. And clearly, like, judging by what's going on in the fight, or maybe understanding maybe something happened previously, it just all felt like the energy was off.
Yeah.
And that, as well as fucking Bivol being a beast.
Yeah.
Like, Bivol...
he was.
It was literally like he was fighting a wall. Bivol was just like, okay, what's up? Next? What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
You could see that Canelo was attacking the arm, like how he did with the other dude. And he, like... working. Yeah, it was not working.
It's fucking made of steel.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. I was fucking... I was watching the fight, but when I watched the, like, all the replays and all that shit, all the fucking highlights, I was like... damn, this fool looked out of, like, he didn't look like he was having fun.
No, he didn't. No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, he looked like he was like, fuck it, $53 million, just give it to me.
Well, I don't even know necessarily that, because he's a fighter that loves to fight,
right?
I really feel like some shit has affected him mentally that affected his game, as well as the other fighter being great, you know? And, like, the vegan diet, like, I don't know necessarily that worked in his favor.
I don't think that worked for a boxer.
Yeah. Well, it might... it might if it were, like, imagine if the vegan diet worked, right? How many people would now be going vegan just because Canelo won off a vegan diet? But now it's going to give guys even more razón to be like, no, that doesn't even have protein. Look at what happened to Canelo when he went vegan.
So maybe maybe the USDA poisoned Canelo or something.
Wow.
Sarah. Because they're like, look.
The whole time.
Yeah, they were like, look, if Canelo wins, we're finished. Yeah. Nobody's going to want to eat steak no more. Everybody's going to want to eat tofu and whatever.
And you know what I hated? He was wearing Rosa Mexicana. The pink is like Mexico's pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he lost in it. Low key, I really liked the whole setup. I'm like, damn, if they sell this replica, whatever, I want it.
For the even the Mexico national team, their pink jerseys are hard.
They're hard.
Hard as fuck.
That pink is bomb. Shout out, Shout out to Jorge. Yeah, he's the one that taught me about that because he has this brand called Playground, and they would call it, like, they had this whole gallery, and they painted all of it inside that Rosa Mexicana. It's a pink that's to Mexico.
Is that the one that's in the, is for the, oh, no, never mind.
It was like the Simpsons?
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Yeah. But definitely sad all around. He predicted it in the group chat he put. Imagine he loses. They're like, damn, Zeno jinxed it. But also, super conspiracy, bad juju vibes. Something went on with the mafia in Vegas because all the upsets were happening. I don't know if you guys watch or are peeped on the Kentucky Derby. It's where Drake and Jack Harlow were having their little bromance.
Andrewski.
But there was a horse that was not meant to win at all. Like super underdog horse, under horse. And that horse won. So in racing, when like, let's say like the last horse won, let's say his chances were like, can we look up what that horse's chances were in the Kentucky Derby? Well, let's say it was like 1 in 80 chance to win. If I just put $2, I'm going to come up like so much money off $2. People always bet $100. So imagine that like times 1,000 or whatever. So there was like a big upset in Kentucky Derby and in boxing. So I'm wondering what like that is like in Vegas.
And UFC.
UFC?
And in UFC, huh, Josh? Yeah.
So it's like everything. Weekend. It was a full upset weekend. It was too coincidental.
You think they came to like, then there was like
it was 80-1?
Yeah.
Wow. And what was the, yeah, 80.
The sports are rigged.
But do you get what I'm saying? And not to make it like weird like that, but it's just too coincidental that in all these sports that played the same day, and it was a big betting weekend. Like this is a huge betting weekend. Kentucky Derby is the hugest race for horses. Cinco de Mayo boxing, that's huge. And UFC is always going to be.
Fucking imagine Josh with like 10 laptops around him.
Lost your back.
80-1?
Yeah.
Wow. How much money did the person that bet on them win?
What does it say?
The last place, and it fucking...
The second longest odds for a winner in the race's 148-year history. And literally, like... And when they talk about that, they talk about Dimitri beating Canelo on an upset.
Yeah.
That's so wild to me.
You know what I could imagine right now? Just a dude from Boston, Massachusetts, walking up to a bat and just tapping Canelo's gym door. And he's like, you gotta lose.
Yeah.
And then going to the Kentucky Derby and just like,
why from
you know
Boston?
What the fuck to do. Because the accent? Yeah, the like accent, like the mobster accent. Oh.
Just like
an East Coast. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, that's funny as fuck.
Mobsters are from Boston?
Like Boston, somewhere. The East Coast. Like,
where's the Godfather from? I only think the Godfather.
He's thinking of the town.
What? Whitey Bulger. Of?
The Whitey. Town, the town. But it was like they're like bookies. Like, where the fuck's my money at? You know what I mean?
Paulie, I don't got it this week.
Yeah.
I think of the Godfather. I was like, I gave him an offer. He never refused. Like think of that.
Yeah.
Canelo, you're going to lose.
Canelo, you don't lose. We go to fucking war.
Yeah. Facts.
Canelo's like, motherfucker, I got narcos on my side.
Payday, payday, payday. No, that shit is wild. And that's why it's only a little bit weird. Yeah. I know it definitely could be because this guy was a better boxer than him. Because this horse just ran faster. And because the UFC fighter. What was the upset? Josh, can you tell us, my UFC correspondent?
Yeah, Carla Esparza, she upset Rose Namajunas. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Anyways, it was like the weirdest, like, worst title fight in history. Like, they barely threw a strike at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the girl won because she basically got 2 takedowns. And then they're also saying, because the girl who won, she gets married next week. They're like, it's almost like they had an agreement not to hit each other in the face.
Because I'm about to go down the aisle.
You don't
like to feel like sports are rigged, you know? Don't. You start to, and then oh, and then the NBA refs.
Yeah, officiated terribly. Playoffs were going crazy too.
Yeah, they were like saying this is the worst officiated game.
You guys, I'm saying there had to be a because there must be something where like it's like, dude, the house is losing. No, like it all goes back to like where you bet, and a lot of that is casino money. A lot of that is there because at the casino I could bet for both the Kentucky Derby and for the fights for everything.
Yo, but what if somebody embrujó a Canelo? He didn't, like, he probably didn't even flip his underwear inside out.
But if somebody siembro a Canelo, I know a lady that could, a curandera.
That could help him.
That for might have to drink chicken blood, but.
I think the mafia's behind it.
Oh, shit.
I definitely think the mafia and PETA.
And PETA.
Yeah. Or the USDA. Yeah. They can't afford more vegans. They need us to eat cow.
Yeah.
So they're like, no.
It's like half of us in here are vegan.
Yeah. Vegan? Sarah's like, oh my God.
No. Because I'm telling you. Everyone was blaming it on the diet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to be like, hell no, I'm not going to go vegan. Look what happened with Canelo.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's that. But yeah, I do definitely think it's there. But
everybody was telling him to eat that special meat again.
Go eat the special meat. Go have some carne asada and TJ.
Facts.
Fire. That was awesome. Yes, our sports takes are our sports takes. I'm so tired of seeing in the comments. Stop talking about sports. So the fuck what? Start your own fucking sports podcast. Watch your own fucking sports podcast. We want to talk about that shit because that's what we be talking about with our friends.
How was Mother's Day for you?
Amazing.
Where'd you go eat?
We went to Yardbird, which is like this really dope spot. Oh.
We went there for you announced the Power 106.
Yeah. It was really nice. Same area.
Oh, nice. Private.
Yeah, and it was. They just decked us out with a bunch of food. They bring out bomb. Like all of. Shout out to Chef Eddie. Great guy. Great chef. What did you guys do? But after that, came home, took a nap.
Where Mimi's?
Yeah, went with Torito to Target. That's our favorite spot.
Fire! Shout out. Oi, so how did Torito feel about Canelo? Was he like?
Oh, not okay. It? So. Guys,
did he throw a toy at the
how soon do people what is it called, arrange marriages? Like, have you ever arranged a marriage for your son? Mm-mm. I think that's happening to Jorjito. Jorge, my husband, has a friend, has a daughter, and he brought her daughter to come to the fight party that we had, and Jorjito was riding in his little Mercedes. He was just riding her around the whole backyard. He didn't give shit about Canelo. You guys know how much he loves Canelo.
Yeah, he loves Canelo.
And I'm just like, boy, you better fucking get inside. And my husband and his homie are all laughing, like, comprometido.
Like
they're like,
yeah, they already arranged, like, she's, wow. Yeah. She's Jorjito,
and I'm like,
get Jorjito
the fuck out of here. Yeah. Wow. That's the last time you're coming over, Mark.
Wait, are you gonna be jealous with your boys?
Yes, of course. 24/7, all day, every day.
I had a situation literally happen last night like that.
What happened? Tell me about it.
So I walk in, right, and it's me, Sandra, and then it's Jakarta and the homegirl. And then I walk in and Erica's there, my older sister. Right, I told you guys she's weird as fuck about me, hella weird. And she starts like.
So your mom likes this girl, but your older sister is like...
She doesn't like her. She just... She has a thing about letting them know that I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Fucking love you, Erica.
But I'm like, we don't give a fuck about that, Erica. You get your fucking old ass. Get the fuck out of the house.
No,
right?
No.
So she's there eating, right? She did a couple noodles. She just walk in. She's high, and then she starts chewing louder. And I'm like, Erica. I'm like... But I told my mom on the phone... I don't want nobody at the house because when they drink, they're messy, they're annoying, they don't care. Wow. It's my mom's house, you can't tell me shit, whatever, right? So then she started doing shit like, who's this? Like, just being annoying, bro, but I know what she's doing. So I'm arguing her. I'm like, Erica, so start with your shit, fool, because we're going to get into it. And my mom was like, yeah, because my mom knows her, too.
Yeah.
I was like, pinche loca. My mom always told her, like, she's crazy. So then I'm like, oh, Erica, I'll give you a ride, right? Because... That something happened, so she came with my mom, and I was like, I'll give you a ride. Erica doesn't live too far from me. She's like, so you're kicking me out? I'm like, fool, I'm just saying I'll give you a ride because you don't have to call an Uber. So you're kicking me out? Who the fuck are you? Like, she just being annoying, bro.
For this bitch?
And then, but she's doing it on purpose, but Yeah. She's not serious, but she's just being annoying. Like, yeah. She, and I'm like,
Se la pasa.
I'm like, Erica, stop with your shit, fool. So I'm trying to be cool. And then she's a stupid little smart comment. Sandra has said hi to her, but Erica ignored it on purpose. Mm. And then I'm like, fool, you're being, but when my mom gets serious, Erica knows too. So I'm like, Erica. And then she's like, okay, okay. And then she goes to my bed and lays down and goes like, well, I'm not leaving unless you call me my Uber. If not, I'm going to just knock out right here. And I'm like, bro, get the fuck out the... But she was just doing like crazy sibling shit. Like, you guys, don't be like women. Don't be like that with your siblings, bro. It's weird.
Guys do that too.
No, I've older never done
you're
that.
You're not with an older brother. A lot of girls in the comments would be like, yeah, I remember my older brother would not leave us in the living room by ourselves.
That's crazy. That's crazy. One time I had to get out my homie because his sister was there with like her boyfriend. And I'm like, bro, let him be.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, nah, full of shit right here. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to fucking sit here. FIFA's not out here. To your room, fool. Let's go. He's like, nah. If I move the PS4 right now. I'm like, bro, you're so weird. But he's trying to be like a dick. And I'm like, fool, don't be a dick, fool.
Cause I've seen guys and girls, don't be dicks.
Because I've seen him get marked out by his girl's brother. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. I try to act tough. He's a bitch, too. But so you were hella mad that he was riding around the girl in a Mercedes?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You wasn't having it?
Mm-mm. I don't think I ever like it.
No?
I'm going to be the, you know how they're like, because I get along great with my suegra.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be that suegra.
You're already calling it now?
You guys already see me now.
I know, but you don't think that's kind of weird?
What?
But what if a girl's like treats him very well and everything? Are you still going to make it hard?
What if she
just to make it hard?
Like, you'll never be me.
But what if she's like a hip hop head? What if she walks in with an Atmosphere shirt on?
Then I'll be think she's trying too hard.
What if she's like they have studied you like my whole career?
Nah, see, that'd be weird.
Do you
want
to be with my son or me? I have answers for all of this.
Poor Jorjito.
All right. No, he loves it too. Jorjito's that way too. Jorjito's very like.
I know.
We're all like that. We're all like that. Okay. Moving. Mother's Day. Moms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I had like a weird day where like we made reservations 3 different times and we didn't make any of them.
Damn.
We ended up just going somewhere and just walking in and just sitting down at Calaveras and just having a. We had a good meal though.
Yeah.
And then I took my mom to. The Key Sweat concert
out in Ontario.
Yeah, it was dope.
That's good.
That's really cool.
It was pretty cool.
Is your sister Brie enjoying her Mother's Day?
She was expecting. Yeah, we actually hung out like before while all the reservations were getting canceled. We were at my house just chilling, watching wrestling. And like we're just like nerding out together, just like watching, just chilling. And yeah, it was her first Mother's Day, and she's just like, "Wow, this is so weird. Like, this is cool though. I like it."
Yeah.
But you know, it's honestly gonna be like any day now.
Yeah.
She was having contractions and stuff already.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. We're all very excited. Oh, let the I got you something too.
What is it?
Certain.
What is that?
What is that? Hi, Linda. Hi, my chicken nugget. Wow.
Yeah. I look cute as fuck.
This is so, we're all so cute.
That's cool, right?
It's a photo of us at our live show.
Our first live show.
Wow. These are great times.
I like that we're all smiling like big in it.
These are great. You know? I'm going to hang this up.
This is a great picture.
It is, right?
Yeah.
I think, did you take
this
that?
This is me and all my brown bag baddies.
Who took Jamie?
Who?
My homie Jamie.
Oh, I think Jamie took it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome.
Are you going to cry?
No, I love it. Thank you so much, Vic.
You're welcome.
This is just us. Like, we're so special. Okay. I'm not going to cry. Why would I cry? Okay, where's yours?
Where's my gift?
Yeah.
I told you I should have been on Tuesday.
Please explain for the audience, please, that you guys lied to me. Vic, can you please do it?
Yeah, we're pieces of shit.
Okay, so.
So
they forgot.
Okay, look, I don't believe in giving up. Okay.
He doesn't. He'll make it right.
So, you know, you express that you're like, wow, like, you know, you guys didn't give me anything. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, we fucking record near a million flower shops.
Yeah.
Like, why are we making this hard? You know, like, not you, right. Like us. Like, why are we being stupid? like, somebody go get some, you know what I'm saying, right now. Like, and then, like, we're just sitting here, like, buying time and shit. Like, we're not recording and all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, we'll, like, go and come back and then have it, like, off to the side. And then.
Wow.
Shout out Maximo. He was in on it, too.
Wow, Maximo. No, but the gaslighting that went on.
I couldn't.
Okay, so basically, I'm like, made them feel guilty for not getting me a gift. Whatever is what we do. Okay. And then they're like, okay, during the episode, they bring out flowers. So then I feel like shit for making them feel like shit. But really, they only bought the flowers because I made them feel like shit. They made me feel like they had the flowers in the tuck. And then I saw your little winky faces. But it's okay.
It was crazy.
I love you guys.
Fucking. What did I do for Mother's Day?
Flowers, by the way.
And great flowers. They're great
yeah,
flowers.
Beautiful yeah. flowers.
They're nice. Where do you have them?
At my house.
Okay, fine.
Somewhere
but for Mother's Day, so my grandma's here from Mexico.
Oh, nice.
Which a lot of people are like, she's not our, because we didn't really know her. So it's kind of weird bonding. We're like I don't go up there and like, oh, I
would. If she didn't exist, you wouldn't exist, so.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I really like, you know, like.
I don't know this woman. Like, is she sleeping on your bed? Where is she sleeping?
Nah, she's not the crib, but when she is, kind of weird. Like, I don't know you, fool. Like,
I totally get what you mean.
Like
hola, abuelita.
Like she's okay, kind of, like, very blunt. So So, like, my girl cousins are like, I'm fucking like her. But she's our grandma, you know? So it's so funny. But it was her birthday through the week, so we celebrated yesterday.
What's her name?
No, that's my other grandma. Damn, I don't know my grandma's name. Oh, Juventud.
Her name is Youth?
Juventud, I think that's what the fuck it is.
Are you sure?
Should I call mom and ask
her? Yes, you should ask Macisa if her mom's name is Youth.
You're over here, like, saying award show names.
Premio Juventud.
I'm pretty sure that's her name. Because my other grandma, her name is Tomasa. Shit is bad, huh?
Estoy tan enamorada de la negra Tomasa. Come on, it's a vibe. Hanji. Cuando se va de casa, triste me pongo. Nobody, all right, fuck y'all.
Ay.
Shout out to everyone that did that along with us, too.
Mom, my sister not answering.
Damn, she don't love you, fool.
What kind of other sister? But Dick, I think that's her name, but pretty sure it's Juventud. She can't have another name.
Oh, I love this.
She can't have another name.
Hey, Erica, what's grandma's name?
Juventina.
Tell her what she said. Erica. Erica, Duno said her name was Juventud.
Oh, my God, Danny. No. Dude, it used to be Juvenal, but according to her, she switched it to make it better, and she just fucking named herself Juventina.
Damn. Hey, she Erica.
She chose any other name, and she chose to just make her own name worse.
Erica, Danny says that that no one likes her.
Yeah, we don't like her.
Damn.
But. No, it's not that we don't like her. She's just very, like, she wasn't, like, my mom and them, like.
That's amazing.
No, it's crazy. Like, bro, you talk to my mom be like, it's very hard to love her when we raised ourselves.
Oof.
Does that make sense? Like,
that hits deep.
Like, bro, we were poor. Like, we lived Casa de Carbon. Like, we bro, like, I worked in the fourth grade. Yeah. Like, my mom used to go basically from Los Angeles to the OC in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
To go work at a restaurante, you know?
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's kind of weird when your own parents don't love her, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But they respect it's just a complicated relationship.
It's complicated, but I think she's learning how to love and be a mom.
Yeah.
But it is weird, like, bro, like, she didn't see my mom for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, what do you tell your daughter you didn't see her in 20 years? So it's kind of, but she's cool. I'll fuck with her when she's at the house. She's the one that told us about the Macisa story.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, it's dope to hear stories about the shit you don't hear. But, you know, it was cool. Everybody was there. Even my cousins, my sisters don't really get along, but everybody was there, you know what I mean? I spent time with my cousins. We played FIFA, talked shit to each other.
That's awesome.
You don't have a dad, I don't have a dad, you know what I mean? Type shit.
So pasa.
My mom's friends came. Cool. And, yeah, it was a vibe. They went to a concert. I actually got tickets to go see a lot of guy at the Mayan last night.
Nice.
So, y'all was being white people. My mom was being a rockera in Spanish. You know what I mean?
I don't know how that is a diss, but
no,
fine.
No, it was funny because it was in English and Spanish. Queso is in English, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Queso.
You don't know
Queso? Yeah, but you're saying me too. Wow, don't add me.
Wow, oh, I said him.
You said y'all.
You never heard Make It Last Forever?
Do your Kiswa impersonation?
Wow, 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 wow.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, okay, I know that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever. What? I'm just kidding. It's cool. I just don't give a fuck about it. But I think that's dope. I think everybody's mom had a great time.
Yeah.
I thought at least we'd agree Key Sweat is amazing.
Key Sweat is awesome.
That's the only song I know.
My mom kept being weird and being like, that's who you were conceived to. And I'm like, shut up, mom. Yeah. Like, yeah, she kept saying it over and over. Like,
rubbing his face, pardon.
I'm like, stop. I don't even think the timeline adds up. Like, she's just saying that to make me uncomfortable. Like,
that's who you were conceived to? Your mom said conceived?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, no, your mom, she probably went a little harder. Like, no. She's funny. She'll be talking shit.
You know you got me twisted, baby. Yeah. You got me twisted over you. You don't know that song?
Should I talk shit about Queen Sweat like we talk shit about the Beastie Boys?
Queen Sweat.
Queen Sweat?
You just called him Queen Sweat? Ew, Queen Sweat? Ew, dog. Keith Sweat.
Keith. That's the motherfucker that made the Swiss? He made the shoes Swiss?
No.
K-Swiss?
No. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Keith Sweat.
You don't like his music?
I just don't know who the fuck he is.
But he's like a legend.
Yeah.
You were born in the 70s?
Yeah. We're born too. We're born early. Yeah, like,
he even had a hit single with Felly Fell in like the 2000s.
What was it?
That one that was like...
Play it, Angie, please, baby girl.
You guys are going to know what I'm talking about. Okay, watch, look.
Wow.
Then it don't quit.
Oh, I know that song.
Wow. Baby, can't stop. I told you.
So I was fucking made today.
I thought Lil Rump sang that.
Shout out Felly Fell. It's a legendary song.
Damn.
Baby,
shout out to Felly.
Wait, did they perform that yesterday?
No. This is like too new school.
Yeah.
The people weren't there for shit like that. They were there for like the
Angie, old play Twisted,
jams,
please.
The nasty old jams, you know?
Don't get it, Twist. That's it.
No.
Oh. No.
That's Little Rob?
No, that's Mr. Criminal.
Oh, shit. I'm
Spanish, I know.
Yeah,
that was Mr. Crow.
Angie, play it. Oh, damn. Yeah, shout out to Queef Sweat.
Damn, fool, I'm sorry.
Hey.
That's a hell of a name, bro.
Yeah. But my parents are beaners. I don't listen to that shit. I'm just saying, what my mom. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
But I'm glad I didn't go with them. I was supposed to go with them, but then I heard it. My sister was...
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, I've had sex with a song before.
You see? Yeah. You see?
Queen Sweat.
Queen Sweat.
Coochie Sweat.
We're amazing. Okay. Any more recap for the weekend? They went to the concert on Mazeballs?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I had a fucking rude ass bartender, dog.
Where?
At a bar. Like, so she was like, and I'm like, can I get some shots? And she was like, I was like, huh?
What the fuck?
And then she was like, and she just walked away.
Oh, no.
I was like, why'd you walk away? She's like, because you weren't specific. I was like, well, maybe you didn't fucking let me answer my question, bitch. I didn't tell her that, but in my head, I wanted to fucking just.
Is that a brown bag or is it just a fantasy brown bag?
Because it's a lie.
Okay, yeah. Like, I didn't, but I looked at her and I was like.
And he really said,
and I'm like, and I'm,
anyone you would give me, ma'am.
No, because I was literally like, can I get a shot? And she just did her thing. So I was like, confused, but she didn't let me finish my sentence, and I was gonna be like, can I get a 2-3 shots of some Casa Freak or whatever, right? And she just ignored me the whole time.
Damn.
And then I met the homie P sister for the first time, so we're all, everybody's there vibing, and I'm like, damn, we should throw our fucking drinks at this bitch before we leave. But I'm like, nope, we're adults, let's not do that.
Thank you.
Let's go to the other guy, and then he, she was a white lady, the other guy was a paisano. Mm-hmm. Paisano, mijo, que quiere, boom, boom, boom. Gave him a fat ass tip. We got drunk. It was a vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, you don't have anything, Max. You know what I mean?
Damn. Speaking of being paisa, my dad told me a story because he was locked up in Wayside. I barely found out that this happened. Oh my God. He was driving.
Frito Luis.
Yeah. And he, it was 90s. I remember visiting him, but he had gotten a car accident and he had broken the guy's legs. Like, the guy was on a motorcycle crashing into my dad. His legs broke, so they took my dad to jail. And he's like, and I was in jail with, like, this hella like cholo guy that like was fighting everybody, was fighting guards over there. It's like racial, so he was fighting other ethnicities. Like they'd sent him to the hole, and when they brought him back, they made my dad his bunkie. Like he was in the bunkie, and he's like, dude, like every night I was scared that, like I was telling him, like, dude, calmate, like they're gonna come y te van a cuchillar, nos van a cuchillar a los dos. And then the guy was like, calmado, paisa, no van a hacer nada. Like calm down, like they're not gonna do anything to you. But in my brain, I was imagining my dad back then, like in a top bunk at Wayside, and then some like cholo ass fool like telling him to calm down. Meanwhile, he has us at home, like, fucking crying.
Shout out to Cholo for respecting your dad.
Yeah, and yeah. And they do respect, like, I'm not too keen on it, but, like, I do know that, like, paisas or
paisas, yeah, they call paisas.
I don't think of it as a bad term, like, but it's, no. I know that it can be derogatory to people, but, like, people that are from the motherland that are coming here working, that are just more so not in the gang shit, not like that. Like, they're not narcos. They're not, like, L.A. gangs. They're not anything. They're not sureños or anything. They do give them a pass, and they protect them because it's like, all right, we're going to protect you. But you're, like, harmless kind of.
Yeah.
But my dad was telling me about that. I was like, damn, that's crazy that he would go, like, to, even just that conversation, the exchange of, like my dad trying to, like, aconsejarlo. Yeah. Like, por favor, cálmate, si te van a, no más te van a cuchillar a ti, también a mí. He's like, calmado, paisa, no van a hacer nada.
He's like
everyone was afraid of them, that even, like, the other ethnicities, when this guy would walk, they'd move, because they know this guy even fights with guards, he's not going to give a fuck about our life.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's crazy, I wonder where that guy is. Shout out to you, thank you for sparing my dad. And maybe you protected him.
Yeah.
Maybe him being in your cell, like, kept him, like, safe.
Facts.
Flex.
Yeah.
Freedom Luis.
That's awesome.
All right. Well,
that's gonna be a new thing.
Yeah. Facts.
Kendrick.
Whew. Kendrick Lamar.
Maximo, just turn off my mic.
Kendrick Lamar. Shut the fuck up, bro.
Go ahead.
This was trippy because I went to eat fucking and I drank hella mimosas, and then I'm home and then I'm like, oh shit, Kendrick just dropped, and he dropped the video, and I'm watching the video to The Heart Part 5, which initial reaction is I don't understand, because The Heart Part 4 makes sense. There's four chambers to a heart, and so I'm like, okay, he's gonna make four parts of the heart. Like, there's four little, one, two, three, four. Your heart's on that side. But now The Heart Part 5, I'm like, wait, what the fuck? There's no fifth chamber to the heart. Like, it's just my brain. It doesn't make sense. But now it's like, oh, okay, then maybe it has nothing to do with the anatomy of, like, a real-life heart. And I'm watching it, and he looks like on the damn cover when he's, like, looking away or looking, like, a little bit, like, not here, spaced out. And he's rapping to the side. And then once he starts rapping into camera, he switched to OJ first. And when he switched to OJ, I'm like, damn, I'm that drunk. Like, I'm that drunk on mimosas, dog. I need to fucking chill. Yeah, I thought it was me. And then I'm like, oh, crap. Like, because then he started, like, morphing into, like, Will and Jussie. And that was wild. Initially, when you saw that, were you, like, tripping out too?
Well, because I seen the fucking Twitter ruins everything.
Oh, before you actually got to watch the video.
Yeah, so I seen, like, and I'm like,
thank God I got to watch the video first.
But thank God that... Shout out Kendrick for that, was great face.
Yeah, he's gonna be a great actor.
Like,
The deep fake stuff. Yeah, that's like, somebody else. No, that's some guy named something Voodoo.
No, you know who Voodoo is?
No,
Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of South Park.
Wow.
Oh, really?
It's something Voodoo though.
Remember when?
But what are their names? It's something Voodoo. It's it gives them on the credits.
Yeah, Voodoo. Well, that's the name of their like company that's doing this.
But what? What is it?
Voodoo.
It's not just Voodoo. It's like something Voodoo.
Oh, okay, maybe. It's like something. I don't know exactly.
But
if you go to the YouTube video, the credits say the
fucking,
say
some, who was the fourth guy? I know it was O.J. Simpson. It was Kanye.
Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, so that's why I don't know.
He's the guy from Empire that said that he was attacked by, like, some guys that were screaming MAGA.
Oh, and then
he faked his own.
It turns out he hired some guys to beat him up and make it look like it.
Okay, I know.
So I think he, especially in the parts that he brought him in at, he was talking about how, like, we kind of become...
Like, we play the victim.
Yeah, like, not even just, like, we become weapons against our own selves, like, by, like, shit like that. Like,
okay, I see what you're saying. So when I was initially watching, I was like,
Who's this guy?
My first thought was.
What's the name? Deep Voodoo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, so initially I'm like, okay, right? So one, I check the group chat right away because everybody's like, what does Letty think, right? Yeah. So then I'm watching it and I was like.
Yeah, just let it play. Just put sound off. Thank you.
And then I'm watching and I'm like, oh, shit, this is cool. But then he gets deeper, right? So I'm thinking every person he talks about.
And press pause real quick. We're watching the video as we speak. And also, Jose, just a note from the listeners that when we talk about something that we're looking at, we should have it on the side of the screen until we start talking about it. Because we were talking about the Met Gala looks, and they went off screen, and they're like, hey, you guys, can you not do that? So we're listening to you. Blame Jose. He is Jose by Habit on Instagram. Send all your hate mail. Okay. No, okay, so.
Yeah, so initially
he's played a character. I think it's in Power. Is it in Power where he plays like a
looks
like
just like that,
like some legit, even the mannerisms.
Exactly.
That's what caught my attention.
Guy like that. Just the,
that's what caught my attention. That he's going like vibes, off every kind of, beat, and it's like, and it was so dope. And I think, like, exactly what you said. Even like the little things from like when he went into the Nipsey tribute.
Your best play.
I was like, oh shit, he's went deep. So obviously. I'm going to just keep it a buck. I really don't care about fucking O.J. Simpson. So I kind of like, I heard it, but then with the Nipsey went out to run it back.
Yeah.
And then I, because you know, like Nipsey's us, like we're LA, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm listening to everything he's saying. And even like the way he chunked up Neighborhood, it was so like, I was like, bro, you did that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's with his hands. That's his
like it was like, because you could tell, like if you could tell when he was rapping with the Will Smith face,
right?
He calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was more mellow, and then like
right here he's in the groove, like yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like Kendrick just wearing a white tee and like a bandana in this video is probably the craziest video I've seen in so long.
Right.
But because the meaning of shit now, like you always say that certain music just holds a fucking big masterpiece. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I was paying attention, I was like, first one thing I've never seen that before. Correct me if I'm wrong, but. Has there been a video where somebody just gets those faces spot on?
Not those, but there might be. And then just with the technology now, like, you know how there are apps where you could change your face to somebody else's face and all of that? Press pause real quick. So I think, too, like, so it's really big that he was able to sample Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye's Estate, they hold tight to their...
So that's a sample.
That's a sample of Marvin Gaye's I Want You. Mm-hmm. And... so it even fits this theme even deeper. So this theme is clearly of men with high status but complicated lives. Yeah. You know, like everybody in there, even the ones that have passed away, you know? And the beat is from Marvin Gaye. So clearly he also touches on like the passing of Kobe and the passing of Nipsey. Super tragic. Marvin Gaye's passing is super tragic. He his dad killed him. It was really bad, like just horrible, a gunshot, and it happened in Culver City.
Yeah,
his own dad killed him.
They had like a crazy relationship already, like, and so even to sample Marvin, just beyond that, it's an iconic artist.
It's huge.
Just within the concept of this song, it also makes sense to like just a deeper meaning of these are, and when he says I'm all of us, he's feeling like I'm everybody that you're watching right now.
And right now that I think about it, it's crazy that, how you guys that's what I'm saying. That's why your perspective is really dope, because when you think about it, like, I never thought about how every single man that he talks about either went out crazy or has a crazy story.
Yeah.
There's so much
or has a problem,
but it, and then it goes back to even the beat. Like, I didn't know that Marvin. Yeah.
And then the thing about that song is that, like, one of the most notable lyrics is, don't play with something you cherish. Mm. Is like literally like it's the song is I Want You, and like people know that, but like even if you look in like the YouTube comments, like, yo, this line sticks out to me so much. Don't play with something you cherish. So when you think about that in context of like the theme, it's like these are all people that we've cherished.
Right
as well.
Oh,
at
yeah.
some point. Even OJ. Yeah. Like I mean, not, you know,
in all points.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then even like when he goes back to speaking about the culture. The culture did it. Oh, this happened? Oh, it was the culture.
Yeah.
We blame everything on the culture. And I think it's like, but don't we cherish this culture?
Yeah.
So why are we
playing with it?
Playing with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And why are we attributing all these negative things to like, oh, that's just the culture.
Yeah.
And then he's also like in the middle of that when he's channeling like Jussie Smollett, he's like, I think being like, man, I participated in this shit too. I've taken part in this. It was me. I helped set my own people up. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So it's like super deep. It's all the way to the fact of like the art cover.
Yeah.
It's all their hands, right?
Yeah.
And they're all holding up five. So like the heart part five.
Yeah.
Right? Or the heart part five. It's like the, and then even Kobe.
Symbolism.
Five rings.
All of that.
See, like that's, all that shit is like, OJ,
if it don't fit, you must have quit.
Even Jesse Smollett, he was sentenced to 100 or 150 days in jail. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, does Kendrick Lamar take a shit?
Yeah. Take a shit.
Like, it just blows my mind. He
probably poops. He's like fucking rainbows.
Like, he's fucking different.
He is. Yeah. He's very different.
Yeah.
And even on top of all of that, so I'm going off of the samples, right? He samples Marvin Gaye, Tragic Passing. And there's another man he includes in here by sampling. He interpolates Jay-Z. Jay-Z on Izzo. Jay-Z says, I do this for my culture. Show him how to move in a room full of vultures. Or show him. Something about the rover. And then he says this in I think the beginning of his second verse.
Yeah.
Kendrick says, I did this for my culture to show him something about a bulletproof rover. Same thing. But it's kind of saying, like, we do it for you, but then this shit happens. Like, we do it for the culture. We all set ourselves up. And again, clearly, Jay-Z has had also some complications, you know, of either the stuff that went down with Beyonce, just things in his past, you know, all of that is like him putting us into their perspective. And I think that's the big, most important. He does a lot of putting himself in our perspective, for whether it be the streets, whether it be like even in Black or the Berry, like we're killing ourselves out here in these streets, like definitely putting us there. Right. Whereas this song is like, all right, now y'all come here. Now y'all come here to see what it feels like to be these men that take on and do it for the culture, but then end up in these crazy predicaments.
We're paying the price.
Yeah, and then to end it out with the rapping in Nipsey's perspective and having Kobe in there. You know what's wild is that I think this song, without the video, it is more of a Nipsey tribute than we think. We think the tribute to Nipsey is just that last part, but it starts even like around the beginning of the song. He talks about like, I was in Argentina, tears running down my face, confused about like my peer, another like someone peer just passed away and I'm across the water. Yeah, right there. He's like, new revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears full of confusion. Water in between us. Another peer's been executed. History repeats again. So when Nipsey passed away, Kendrick wasn't here. He was at Lollapalooza in Argentina. And I remember how dark and crazy it felt when Nip passed.
Yeah.
It was like that. Like that feeling was just heavy, right?
Like
I couldn't shake that shit. That shit felt so gross. And then I think of like, imagine being Kendrick. He's in Argentina. He's not home. At home, it feels crazy. Now imagine you here, and it's like, okay, go perform, right? And so he went out to perform, and he made them do like a silence, like a moment of silence for Nip. So even all of that is like, since Nip's passed, I remember that Kendrick had an album on the way. And I really do think that Nip's passing clearly affected all of us, but I think it definitely affected his art. And I think it's crazy that the first thing we get from Kendrick is him telling us about his perspective on the passing of Nip.
Yeah.
Which is wild, and man, to stay quiet for that long is wild in itself, you know, about like this type of a thing.
Yeah,
but
what is it, like 3-4 years?
Yeah, Nip passed 2019, and this is 2022. So,
yeah,
it's
not 3 years.
Yeah, so it's wild. Just it's big, even in that sense.
Yeah,
and this is not even going into the lyric parts of it, you know.
Yeah,
I do have to say, like, I think the lines that were upsetting to me was rapping from Nipsey's point of view and saying you forgive the killer. And I just felt that very upsetting, because it's like, you can rap like we can rap to the pain we felt Nipsey passed, but can we really rap to what Nipsey would be feeling? You know what I'm saying? There's a big part of why Sam doesn't release music of Nipsey's that they have, is because he doesn't want to do anything Nipsey didn't have planned. He's not trying to be like, let me just drop this because it'll sell records, because it will. Because Nipsey's not behind, and Nipsey doesn't have a plan for it. So, like, when that was just really tough for me, for Kendrick to rap from the perspective of Nip and then say he, like he forgives his killer. Because then I'm also thinking, I'm a parent. If you kill me, no, I don't forgive you. I have children I just left behind, you know?
Yeah.
I had, like, I'm all for humanity. Yeah. But you still took away my children's dad. Yeah. You know, and this is the biggest thing that I was trying to break, that my children have their father, you know? And so, like, even the way that Nip would always rap about, like, Imani not gonna know the streets, and just about, like, Cross and everything, and just his family, and, like, and stopping that here with him, that line was very hard for me. And because I definitely don't forgive that guy. Yeah. And that's just me being a human still, you know?
Of course.
I haven't reached that level of, like, yeah, you know?
I do have a question, though, because I know you're very spiritual. Does any part of you believe that he actually, like, channeled
Nip?
Yes.
Okay. So I...
Nip
spoke through him.
Like, really spoke through him.
Okay, this is what I feel about Nip.
Oh, spoke through
Kendrick.
Okay, I was confused, sorry.
Yeah, so this is what I feel about Nip. I do feel like Nip is bending laws, and this is me being super spiritual, right? Yeah,
because I know that about you, so I'm like...
Yeah, I know there's laws to nature. Mm-hmm. There's laws to everything. There's laws of the universe. There's law of attraction, law of gravity, law of relativity. Like, there's laws everywhere. I think there are spiritual laws that once we pass, we now are, like, under these laws. I do feel very much so that Nipsey, just in his spirit and in his just drive, he's bending things, he's bending rules. And I don't think he's the first spirit, nor will he be the last to, like, be able to communicate so strongly. But I do think Nip communicates very strongly. Like, I've talked to you guys about how sensitive I am. Mm-hmm. I feel very sensitive to Nip, especially, like just even in why I feel like he's bending rules. And so I do not look past Kendrick either meditating crazy and feeling Nip, or like getting into some kind of connection that he might tap into Nip's energy. Is it like word for word, like Nip came to me in a dream? I don't necessarily think so, but remember when Kendrick talked about how, Pac came to him in a dream.
Yeah.
And that set Kendrick's life path.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds stupid, like anyone can dream of Pac, but for Kendrick to turn out to be Kendrick and it's have started there, it also means something. I do think Kendrick's more of an empath. In his note to all of us, like the first note, he talks about meditating and like getting that type of like his self up, his vibe, his vibrations, so he can connect. I think there's something there.
That's
cool. But I don't want to get all weird.
Of course.
But it's just, I was just curious I think Nipsey connects with a lot of people. I don't think he's...
Yeah.
I don't think he... And I think just that's for spirits in general.
Yeah.
We're just not taught about how close in communication we are with spirits.
Exactly.
And just the spiritual
and
world.
And the part about that, like, specific, like, that last verse to me that spoke to me was like, man, I always... Like, when I saw the procession, the funeral procession of, like, you know, Nip going to, like, you know, through all of LA and like the Staples Center and everything, I like selfishly thought, like, man, I wish he could have made a song about this, because this is so fly. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously respectfully, but like he would have described it so well, so vividly. I felt the same way about Draco when I was at his funeral. I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm so sad that he's not here. He would have wrote the greatest song about this, because they're just such good writers and orators, and just would have described
storytellers.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously they're not here to, you know, to do any of that. So when I heard that, I was like, wow. Like, and then obviously you see his face and it's like this crazy technology. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And then you're like, would he have said those things? Like, is that close? Is that almost on the money? Like, it was just a lot to think about, you know?
That line about forgiving a shooter, it's, to me, it's questionable, but I think a lot of the other shit he said was fly, like Sam, show my kids my interview, shit like that.
Well, even that part to me, I'm like, he wouldn't tell Sam to show his kids is, and I get why Nip would say that, because I mean, why Kendrick would, because his interviews are great. Yeah. But it's like, Sam, make sure my, like, the kids get the notebooks I left them, because he wrote Game. Like, he's like, I have notebooks full of just things I've learned that I'm going to pass down to my kids. So things like that, like, I know, like, that would have been, that's more of like a deeper cut, though. Like, that's more like of an a family thing.
If you know, you know.
But yeah, but it's like, okay, the interviews, because he said, like, basically, tell him my words type of deal.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's kind of weird. But you know what made me sad? I think I lost it when he said, I don't have to be here to hug you or something. That feels crazy. Because there are moments where, like, the day feels like Nip is surrounding it, you know? Like, and even just within the, like the memorial and stuff, like, he was very present, like, everywhere. Like, it's just, I don't think that I necessarily feel it more than others. But I do, I think I'm just more sensitive to it because it happens a lot because of, like, my husband's.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm still, like, I give him his, like, respect. Like, they have their own thing. Like, I'm in no way, shape, or form what Marathon is or what Sam and them are or the Askedon family. It's just I'm able to observe it up close.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah, he said, I can't stress how I love y'all. I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all. Damn, that's so wild to me. That's so beautiful. Yeah. And that's something I don't, like, it's probably the easiest thing to write, but it's so beautiful to say. It's so beautifully said.
I saw Lauren reposted it. I was, like, very curious, and I went to, like, everybody that was close to Nip and see if they, like, reposted it to kind of see if they co-signed it, you know?
Yeah, and it definitely happened unified.
Yeah,
because the family was unified.
The only person that didn't post it, but it was also Mother's Day. It was his sister. I didn't see her.
No,
post.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you're following a different account because there's a lot of accounts.
Okay, yeah, maybe
that like post.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. That bar about the neighborhood shit was crazy too.
Yeah.
And so my neighborhood, like that, like that, I don't know, bro. You can't teach somebody to rap like just me going based off lyrics, right? Yeah. Like, and I know, cause like, I know everything's deeper, but you can't teach somebody to rap like that.
That's
self-taught. That's a gift.
Yeah, and that's really honing your craft. That's being who you are. And honestly, with Kendrick, it's not the hook-driven song. Mm-hmm. It's not a song that's gonna be ran through the radio but it's gonna be such an. I always say this about Kendrick. He makes important music. Other people make popular music. He makes important music, and he also happens to make important music that turns popular, like songs like "All Right" and stuff like that. But I don't think that he's not someone that's gonna sacrifice for like to get on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to make it as fucking, as concentrated Kendrick as possible.
Because even Swimming Pools, his first, like, big single was actually about some real shit.
Facts.
About his grandpa having an alcohol addiction. So, yeah, he definitely doesn't sacrifice any of the content for it being, like, a good song.
And all of the hearts, the heart part one, the heart part two, the heart part, they are all very, like, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not it's literally not. Facts. It's gonna be things that if you're there like looking for this, you're not gonna get it. You're like the head bob or anything, but you are gonna get those like your soul is gonna get captivated.
He even
by
dropped
it.
The drums. He's like, let me drop the drums so they can hear me clearly, like, and went in, and I was just like, it was just so fire.
And low key, if the album doesn't sound shit like this, it might not, because the heart's always separated from
they are.
The album. So
they're the appetizer, essentially.
The
like
prequel. The
prequel.
So shout out to Kenny, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Still don't know what the fuck that means.
I have a theory.
Give it to us.
I have a theory. Okay, so.
Fuck another one.
I know.
There's so many theories. There's so many theories, dog.
I've been researching this shit.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys remember how Good Kid, Mad City was titled a short film by Kendrick Lamar?
Yes, I remember that.
So, and then, what's it called? To Pimp a Butterfly was like a performance. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it was like a spoken word performance.
Right, let's go.
Right, like he was on stage.
Poem,
yeah.
I remember I was conflicted.
Yeah, so back and forth. Influence. Even so what was that song? It was just a live performance that made the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he's like on stage,
yeah,
and he's speaking, you know, exactly.
Oh my God. I'm such a Kendrick fan.
And then, I was trying to think of what "Damn" was. To me, I don't know, because it was play
Matrix
back and forth, right? Yeah. The red and the blue pill,
but it was a documentary.
Yeah, maybe. To me, this one is going to be like a play. It Act sounds one. Like a play. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers?
Act one.
Act one. Act two.
Well, remember? Okay, so on Genius, go to Genius. They have, like, because I didn't know this is a thing. But apparently it's a thing that you have to register your singles. You have to register them. Mm-hmm. And last year he registered some single names. So on Genius, they have the titles of the songs on the album. And it says, like, these are based off of, like, snippets of songs and him registering these names. Mm. And one of them is, like, let me see if you can pull it up. Just go to where the track list is of on Genius. Just
that's not the down. Artwork. That's just, no, the,
that's just the. So default. There's Therapy Session number 9, Prayer. All of that stuff is like, and I think the Heart Part 5 was one of them. So that's why people are like, oh, okay, this might really be real that he does it this way. Because he registered those songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be kind of like a play.
Whew, that was a lot.
Yeah.
What are those? Are the Big Steppers?
These.
These. Oh, yeah, look.
These fucking Chucks that we bought.
That's right. Shout out Letty for waking me up.
Yo, this shit dropped, and I was like, you guys, go on fucking Converse right now and order them. Because it said 10 a.m., and it was 10 a.m. Eastern. Motherfuck. So 7 a.m. And then I saw a little, like, hack. Should I tell them my hack?
Yeah.
So these things, these collabs always drop at two places. They drop at the shoot, like, so it'll drop on Converse, but it'll also drop on the artist's website.
PG Lang.
So it dropped on Converse, sold out. And I know this from, like, Marathon. When Marathon drops to Puma, the Puma site sells out first. But then, hey, you could also go to Marathon Clothing. And that's not, it's at least a little bit longer that it would take, because normally people are going to go to the main brand, mm-hmm. Or the collab brand. And so Converse sold out like that. But then I'm like, hey, go to PG Lang. And there was still copies available. Facts. Shoes available.
Yeah, my size and everything.
Yeah. Sheesh. But the Converse one came really quick.
Yeah, mine I had to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're here.
But they're here. We're here. Spoiler alert. Alert. We're the fucking Big Steppers. Because there still has to be some fucking boots. There's a reason for the fucking boots, you guys.
There has to be.
There's a reason for everything Kendrick does. He's not just randomly going to wear boots to Coachella.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking...
At all.
Carol.
Hopefully Grupo Firme is on this tape.
Who?
Grupo Firme.
What if Bad Bunny's on it? If you could predict one person on it, I already have my person. Who would be on it?
Blast.
Ooh, that's a good prediction.
Prince.
Prince has passed away.
I know.
So, like, sampled?
Well, he did some stuff on To Pimp a Butterfly with him.
Okay. Doja Cat.
Doja Cat?
Yeah.
She's ace. When she bars up, yeah, she can bar up.
She can bar up.
That'll be Doja fun. Cat is on Kendrick Lamar's album. I'm not listening to it. I'm just not going to do it. Like, just.
Bro, she's fire. But you know what? I was listening to her
fine
radio.
Fine or fire?
Both.
Like, yeah.
Oh, he
but
can
I was listening. I was listening to to her radio single the other day. That shit is dirty for the radio.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's super dirty.
Yeah, it's Queen Sweat. Bye, you guys.